A court in Cairo announced that the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood and his deputy have been accused of inciting violence against protesters. The court says their trial will start on August 25th. The accusation is the latest in a stream of charges facing the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, a movement which ousted President Morsi hails from. Morsi's supporters are still carrying on with two large encampments in the capital, Cairo. They're holding daily defiant marches calling for the reinstatement of the deposed president, despite repeated warnings by the army and the interim government to end the sit-ins. All efforts to mediate between Morsi's supporters and the interim government have so far failed, even more than a month after the military removed Morsi.
All Muslim brothers see that any initiatives don't include the return of legitimacy of President Mohamed Morsi, it's nothing.
Both the U.S. and the European Union have sent high-ranking officials to take part in mediating efforts to avoid further bloodshed. More than 250 people have been killed since July 3rd, with 150 being Morsi supporters who were shot by security forces. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns extended his visit to Egypt as he met with all sides of the conflict to discuss various issues. Top of his agenda were the fate of Islamic parties following the removal of Morsi, as well as the fate of the 2012 constitution that was drafted by then ruling Islamic parties. Islamic groups led by the Muslim Brotherhood insist that concessions must be made prior to any negotiations. In what is seen as an outcome of the heavy diplomatic efforts to mediate, Egypt's powerful defense minister Abdel Fattah al-Sisi met with pro-Morsi Islamic leaders on Sunday to discuss ways to end the crisis.
Sisi tried to come to our Islamic movement and tried to come in to make diversity between all of this, to make division between all of them. One here and one another opinion, and try to say we have some scholar, they support me.
The Egyptian National Defense Council, which is made of the military-backed president and top interim cabinet ministers, said after a meeting that the search for a peaceful end to the sit-ins was not open-ended, adding that no solution will shield lawbreakers from any side.
As mediation efforts are underway, the threat of violence in the streets is still very much present. Many are fearful that if bloodshed is renewed, it will consequently bring an end to any hope for the country to safely pass through the current standstill. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.